Yeah. I mean, the best decisions come from the heart. Even though the mind might say, you know, I mean, that's difficult, that's not good, you know. The heart says, yes. And then it becomes easy. But if you think about, you know, what to do, play with your life, you know, I mean, it's just thought. And thought, we know, changes every day. Today I want to practice, tomorrow, oh. Why not going back, you know, I want to go to Udon, you know, spend a night there in a nice hotel, yeah. Have some girls in the evening. And then you're there. Just talk to them and then you say, I want to go back to the monastery. Then you stay 2 days in the monastery. Wouldn't it be good? We change our mind like we change our clothes, yeah? There's nothing constant. You know, the heart, you know, when the heart makes a decision, it's much easier. But first of course, you have to get to the level of the heart, yeah? Where you hear the heart talking.
How do I distinguish, like, where is true?
You know, and it doesn't come up in thoughts. You just know.
So when you contemplate whether to do it or not, you know in your heart, you're saying?
You can know in your heart, yeah, but you have to be calm for that, yeah. I mean, you have to contemplate in until there's no more thought, yeah. Because as long as there's thought, there's lots of noise and you don't hear the voice of the heart, yeah. So you don't know, really. Once there's no more noise in form of thought, you know, I mean, then you can hear the heart.
So what does contemplate mean? Asking questions and then listen
just
to what the heart says.
Listen to, I mean, if you listen to what the heart says, you know, I mean, what you listen to is what the kilesas say. Yeah? And then you have to, yeah, counteract the kilesas until there's nothing coming up anymore. And then the heart will know. Yeah?
What I did for a while was doing samatha meditation. And then afterwards, when the heart was calm, I just asked.
Yeah, and?
And wait for an answer to arise.
But as long as the answer comes in form of thought, it's not the right answer. If the answer comes in form of knowing, this I have to do.
But what do you mean by contemplating? Contemplate and then
I mean, you can contemplate, you know. I mean, if you want to make a decision, you know, what is good, you know, what do I do with my life, yeah? You can look at the good sides, you know, you can look at the bad sides or the easy or the difficult and so on, yeah? Or just ask the question, what do I want to do? Yeah. And then just have this thought, one thought in the mind, yeah?
Do you mean by just having one part in the mind? The question itself,
yeah,
or the answer? So what do you want?
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you can look, you know, if there's a thought, you know, I want to do this, and then ask what is behind that. Yeah? Why do you want this? I mean, there's so many ways, yeah? I mean, use your own wisdom, you know, I mean, to get down, you know? Just don't believe the kilesas, you know, who constantly tell you what to do. Yeah. And that's good, you know, and you will be happy, you know, if you just follow me. Yeah. Go back to Brazil. Wow. My girlfriend is waiting there.
But does the heart already know the answer? Or is
of course.
So it's about asking it, not about making a decision with the heart.
No one knows the answer. I'm just getting, you know, I mean, there are so many different things that, yeah, that you want to know. By asking, you know, to certain direction, I mean, you get the answer, you know, of this direction. Yeah? I mean, this is something that you have to try out for yourself. Yeah? I mean, I cannot really give you, you know, what kind of questions you have to ask. You have to be clever. Yeah? You have to be clever not to fall for the answers that come in form of thoughts. So, and that is, Achim has to ask, what is behind this problem with all these refugees, yeah? Or with the politicians, yeah? What is behind, you know? I mean, they're just people, yeah? And then what is behind that, yeah? So you get an answer, and what is behind that, yeah? And what is behind that? Huh? Until there is no more answer from the kilesas, but the answer comes from the heart. Yeah? Doesn't work all the time. Yeah? Sometimes no answer is coming, and that's fine, and then you do it again. Yeah? Sometimes the answer comes, pops up.
What I found very useful was that retelling myself all the time, yes you are the same.
Yeah.
And finally you have to give in, there's no way out.
Yeah. I mean you have to be decisive, not to give in the kilesas. No. You are like this. No. Yes you are. No. Yes you are. No. And it's a fight, you know, I mean. And for more difficult problems, it will take weeks, you know, until the heart admits, or until the kilesas admit.
But for example, the thing with the owner of the apartment, I've told you, it was so obvious, you know, it took me not even a minute.
Yeah, but other things, it will take a long time.
Or with my dad, it was like 30 seconds.
But, you know, with the refugees or politicians, that will take much longer. Because there's lots of things packed into that topic. Actually, the skinheads or the neo-Nazis are much worse, yeah? Or some of the politicians are worse, yeah? Be more afraid of them. But in the end, we shouldn't be afraid of anything. I mean, whatever happens, it will happen. Huh? However you treat other people, that's how you are going to be treated. Whenever we go to an office, yeah, governmental office, yeah, they always, when it's about him, they always make difficulties. That's not correct. Yeah. When we go with the others, no problem.
I know why I've got so many difficult students at school.
You as well?
Oh, of course.
Penibel. Korinthenkacker.
No, I just didn't care at all about school when I was young. Until year 9 I was a bad student. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 started realizing what's going on.
First 9 years, I must have been a nightmare for every teacher. Yeah. Is it possible that the Dharma creates an imbalance in life? I feel that the demon acts kind of a poison, you know? Like I was out, and I would see things, and I would feel attracted to them, and then I would immediately see the downside, and I would feel disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I give in like food, I would sit down to eat food, I would eat a lot, you know? Mm-hmm. Ugh. Mm-hmm. And then I would feel disgusted.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like, I'm sure that if I sit and I had like one dose of whiskey or something, I would just...
Of get, what?
If I did not drink or anything,
yeah.
But if I were to have one dose of whiskey or something, I would have a whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it creates kind of an imbalance in my mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or
no,
I,
it's not imbalance.
No?
I mean, in German we have the saying, if you give somebody the little finger, they take the whole hand.
We have it in Portuguese as well.
Yeah.
Same. I feel that...
And that is, the moment you give in, I mean, they all rush out, you know, and you're pushed against the wall.
But I could...
If you don't give in, you know, I mean, there's nothing they can do. Because you are the CEO. If the CEO says no, they're out of luck. But if he says yes, wow, I mean, that's a pull. Yeah?
But I feel that before I start practicing, I could kind of have a more diplomatic relationship.
Yes. Yeah. I mean... Because it's clear, yeah. I mean, fuss in English, a barrel. If you have a barrel, yeah, big barrel, completely full with water, yeah, and you have 1,000 holes.
Hole.
So, I mean, it trickles out of every hole, yeah? I mean, now in practice, you know, we stop this hole, we stop that hole, you know, and the more holes you stop, the more it wants to rush out on the other holes. That's the only thing. Yeah. I mean, then, you know, if it is just one hole, you know, I mean, you have so many distractions, you know, in the world, yeah? I mean, yeah, so what, yeah? I mean, let's go dancing afterwards, you know, and then you don't eat so much food, yeah? But if there's no dancing afterwards and no music and no other entertainment, well, it all pushes out on this hole, yeah? So that is quite normal, yeah? But you see it, and that is good. People don't see it, you know, I mean, that's where they're blind, yeah? I mean, they can't change anything. If we see it, you know, we can change it. But don't forget your calm over that, Achim. Hmm?
It's good, you mean?
Calm. Deine Ruhe Meditation.
Ah, calm,
Because it can get so interesting that it get completely, you know, I mean, worked up. Hmm? And then we can't find the calm, and we need the calm in order to understand.
So you could more or less split it into...
Yeah, I mean, just, I mean, I wouldn't, in your case, I wouldn't do it more than 1 or 2 hours a day. That's enough? Okay, that's enough. And sometimes the clarity only comes after you've done 5 hours of calm. Yeah? But we don't even get to 5 hours of calm. We need to read this, and then we need to do this, you know. As long as I breathe, where's the problem? Huh? It's somewhere, you know. I mean, it seems to manifest somewhere out of nothing, yeah, and it disappears also. Always refer to the things that you really can feel and experience. Yeah? Problems are just brought up in the mind. Yeah? I mean, that's when we go into samadhi, the problems disappear. Wonderful. Our fear disappears. Wonderful. Our worries disappear. Wonderful. Yeah? The future disappears. Yeah? Wonderful. The past disappears. Wonderful. What do we want more? And then you see it's only soap puppets. Yeah. Bubble bars. The more you hit it, you know, the more bubbles come up. Yeah? And that's exactly with our mind. Yeah? If you don't hit it, you know, it goes down. Yeah? Just by itself. What?
I have a question about the pain investigation. In most cases, it ends up like a constant battle if I now stand up and stop or not. It's and
yeah, but I mean, then you already lost the battle. You have to ask, what is pain? Not do I stand up now or not.
Yeah, but as long as I don't stand up, I haven't given in.
You haven't given in, but that is just endurance. That is the yogi. Yeah, that doesn't lead to wisdom.
Because I was exactly saying the same thing this morning. I feel like a rishi on the
nail bed. Yeah, nail bed.
Yeah, that's what the way I told him this morning. Exactly the same word.
Yeah,
and it's just.
Yeah, but what is pain? That is what you have to investigate.
Yeah, I try to focus on the point. Is it the muscle? Is it the bone? Is it the ligament? Is it the tendon?
And?
Sometimes I think it's the bone.
You have bone since you were born.
I know, but not in this position.
What position are the bones in?
No.
The bones are just bones, yeah?
Yeah, but not torn in that position.
The bones are never get torn, you know, otherwise they break. And how can it be? You know, I mean, you have done Thai boxing, yeah? You know, I mean, if there's pain. I mean, if you box, you know, and there's pain, you know, the pain will last on, yeah? For hours, or for days, or for months, yeah? But when you get up from meditation, the pain is gone. How can it then be in the bones? I mean, how stupid are you? You just believe the kilesas. Ah, they're in the bones. Ah, okay, I break my bones. Huh? When you sit in the airplane, 11 hours, you had a direct flight?
No, but almost. On Zurich.
So?
Yeah, but I don't sit cross-legged.
Okay, then try to sit on a stool, on a chair, and you will have the same pain.
You think so?
Yeah.
I always thought it's about the cross-leg position.
Oh, no.
Oh, please do it and then tell us tomorrow. Ja, es wird mich total interessieren, ob auf dem Stuhl auch passiert.
Of course. The pain will not, then will be somewhere else, yeah?
So as soon as the pain distracts me, I switch my attention from the door to the pain, right?
No. If you cannot concentrate on your Buddha anymore, then, yeah, if the pain becomes so strong or so destructive that you cannot really concentrate on the Buddha, if there's just a little pain, you know, you just go back to the Buddha. Yeah? And watch, you know? There's somebody suggesting you have to get up, yeah? And see what is coming before the pain comes. You just went into, you know, a calm state, you know, and suddenly pain comes up. That's interesting. You just get calm, you know, the thoughts, you know, disappear, and then suddenly, you know, this pain comes up. Huh? Isn't that a little bit suspicious?
Yeah,
it is. Or, yeah, tiredness comes up, Richard. hands are tied. I can't open my eyes, you know. And then I'm in the... Yeah, happens this morning. Happens all the time. Well, then just bring out a nice book, you know. Wow. And then suddenly there's no tiredness.
Internet or something.
Yeah, internet, you know, I mean, just look at your smartphone, look at it, and suddenly there's no more tiredness. Huh?
It's just a matter of having enough interest in the breath.
That's right.
So, all the positions that I've been sitting here like this and cross-legged are very new to me, and I'm starting to get pains in my knees that are persisting beyond my position.
Yeah.
Is that something that if I continue to sit cross-legged, it'll eventually get
disappear,
better, or will it
yeah.
get worse?
No. It will, I mean, you're still young, so I mean, it will eventually get better.
So I don't need to take a break from sitting in that position?
No, but you can do it, you know.
Okay.
I mean, sit on a chair, you know, and see, you know, but the pain will come anyway. Huh? The pain of tiredness, né? Or boredom, or whatever. Something will distract you. But that is something, yeah, I mean, that is something true, you know, I mean, we are not used to the sitting position, so. I mean, of course, you know, the body will adjust to the sitting position, yeah. And it takes some time, yeah. But after some time, I mean, you can sit there. Yeah. In the beginning, I could sit for 45 minutes, and I could sit for an hour, and then I could sit for 1.5 hours, and then...
John, how did you progress, like from 40 minutes to 1 hour? Did you put a clock, or did you just sit down and sit and practice?
In the beginning, I had 45 minutes, yeah? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that was the schedule of the retreat I was taking, yeah? And later on, it was an hour.
But did you just make a jump from 15 minutes, or were you increasing like a bit at a time?
No, I just took a jump from. And then, of course, in the beginning, I had a clock, yeah. And I never got up before the clock was really giving the signal or timer.
So that's definitely a benefit of having the clock, but
yeah.
Could it also put it in your mind that you're like thinking like, oh,
yeah.
Have I gotten there? And obviously you haven't gotten there if the clock hasn't gone off, but
mm-hmm.
when you have that timer set,
yeah.
is that in your mind at all? Like, could that be distracting, thinking like, okay.
No.
So it's good to have one so you...
In the beginning it is really good, you know, I mean it develops a discipline, yeah. Because sometimes, you know, I mean, after 40 minutes or 50 minutes, I can't sit anymore. When you watch at the clock, still 10 more minutes. And these 10 more minutes are longer than the first 50 minutes.
Mm.
In the last seconds. They just don't want to pass it. I mean, yeah, what am I going to do? Yeah, I mean, it's for all of you. You know, what am I going to do? You know, I'm staying here for 2 months, you know, and nothing happens. Yeah? So should I stop practicing? Or should I just go on? It's the same thing as a little child, you know, us, you know, oh, I'm doing that now. I'm learning to walk for 11 weeks, you know. If that doesn't work out, you know, what am I going to do afterwards? Huh? Go on until you can walk. And you don't see that this doubt, you know, holds you back from your fruits. So just say, there's doubt. In the moment you look at there's doubt, you know, I mean the doubt is gone. So why do I put that on myself? Yeah? If there's doubt, you know, I mean, doubt is not a pleasant feeling. Why put myself into this situation? And then just go back into the body, what you feel. Breathing in, breathing out. Yeah, that's it. There's nothing else to do in this life.
question, but this doubt is more interesting than the Buddha.
Yeah, see. That's how they catch you. Because it triggers the mind to think. What can I do? Yeah?
After 11 weeks.
Yeah, after 11 weeks. Huh? Maybe I find a nice girl, yeah? Then get married and have children, you know, and then forget about all of it until I get 60, you know, when the children are grown up, and then I think the same thing. We distract ourselves with all these things. Eh?
If it happens in that in one walking or sitting session, mm-hmm. You start thinking a lot, and then get the idea: this is hopeless.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
This is the same.
Yeah.
Doubt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens every time.
Yeah. It happens every time. Yeah. And then roll back. I mean, the important thing is, you know, for you, yeah, I mean, if it comes very often, yeah, I mean, if it happens once, you know, I mean, just forget about it. But if it comes very often, what happened before this sort of doubt came up? Something interesting must have happened. The kilesas never intervene if it is not dangerous to them what happened before. If you play along with them, they will not intervene.
In my case, it's, I don't know why, but the sitting meditation is quiet. I enjoy sitting because it's more or less quiet.
Yeah.
And there's nothing really, the kilesas don't show up. But when doing walking meditation, after half an hour, I walk 2 hours, and after half an hour, there comes a projection of the future.
Uh-huh.
It might be better to live more like most lay people, not...
Yeah, and where do and ask yourself, where do most lay people go?
They don't go all to hell.
I mean, do you know how many people go to hell and how many people go to heaven? How many people? How many beings are in the animal realm? Just count the ants, you know, around your kuti. The ants, the burg, you know, I mean, what is it, the termites, yeah? I mean, they are beings. They have all been human beings before.
The idea comes up to search for a Buddhist girlfriend.
A Buddhist?
That's what Achilles is paying. So I can go on with the practice. But not like the last
vegan. Yeah, and then remember, I mean, no matter if it is a Buddhist girlfriend or if it is a worldly girlfriend, you know, remember your last, yeah, relationship, what happened there.
She was Christian.
It doesn't matter. Women are women. No matter if they're Buddhist or... And men are men, you know, no matter if they are Buddhists. Huh? Das sind die analysieren noch mehr, ne? oder kommen dann mit dem Hammer, und das ist dein Kammer.
The interesting thing today was I was doing the meditation after more or less half an hour, or maybe, I don't know, 40 minutes, the kilesa came in. There's always this idea of this bright future, living more comfortable, practicing less maybe. And then today, what I like to do when the kilesas have really put forward these ideas is to repeat the Buddha aloud, to say it, because that's, I don't know, it's stronger than just a thought. And then I think in the last 20 minutes or 30 minutes, it stopped. And I also stopped and just was seeing the bamboo, because there's a lot of bamboo. And it was interesting because when I was really there, just in the presence, but also seeing, was repeating the Buddha, but especially seeing and coming to the present, there was no thought. I realized that it was just this story in the head that caused the problem, because when just being there and seeing, the green, and enjoying the quietness there, there was no problem.
And even if you close your eyes, there is no problem. The problem is always created by the kilesas. They are the troublemakers. They are the hooligans. Mm-hmm. And they come in any form. And especially with this very sweet voice of a woman. Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so nice, and how can you take me out?
I found it not so nice.
Yeah. Very dangerous. Very, very dangerous, yeah. And they're not so intellectual.
I think I have a problem regarding like motivation. Mm-hmm. Because I meditate and then I feel better.
Yeah.
And then I reach a certain level of mm-hmm. comfort.
Yeah.
You know, my thoughts are disturbing, and then I stop a little bit, and then I fall down, and then I just repeat the process.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of it is because when I read about Buddhism, I read a sutta, I read
yeah.
a book, it really makes sense to me,
mm.
for my intellect.
Mm.
But when I bow to the Buddha, I don't feel it in my heart.
Mm.
It's not like I don't feel it. I don't know, it's because I'm not raising the symbols,
mm.
so they don't resonate in my heart. But they don't. I feel that the Christian practices,
yeah.
they, when I see a church or I see
mm-hmm.
a cross, it resonates in myself
yeah.
really deep.
Yeah.
And I don't know that this lack of faith, I think it could prejudice my practice because I don't have that faith to go beyond, you know.
Mm.
Because if all I have is to avoid pain.
Mm.
Every time that I'm a little bit comfortable,
yeah.
I'm a little
yeah,
bit...
Yeah, that's what, you know, I mean, what the problem is of most meditators, yeah?
Mm.
They reach a state of comfort, you know, and then they go back in the world, you know, until they get completely disturbed.
Yeah.
And then they take another 3 days of meditation, you know? And, I mean, I've seen so many meditators, you know, I mean, as long as they are okay, you know, there's not too much dukkha, yeah? Then they stop practicing, you know, when there's more dukkha, then they start practicing again. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't get us anywhere. Yeah. You have to reflect more about, I mean, ask yourself the question, I mean, whatever drives on your motivation, yeah? When I die, I will be reborn and go through the same kind of life again. Maybe better, maybe worse. Or maybe I'll first go to hell. Is that what I want, yeah? I mean, you have to find a motivation, yeah? Because we know we are reborn, yeah? And even in Christianity, I mean, they took it out, you know, in the 4th century, yeah?
There was a birth before?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you see it, you know, I mean, they're very carefully, you know, they carefully erased all the traces of rebirth, you know, in the teaching. But there was one thing, you know. I mean, when the disciples of Jesus asked him, you know, when they saw a blind-born child, yeah, is it the fault of the parents that the child is blind, or is it the fault of the child? It was a newborn child. How can it be the fault of a newborn child if there's no rebirth?
Wow.
But they missed it, you know. But in the apocryphs, you know, there's lots about it. That's what they put out.
I read a little bit about my track right when I was
yeah.
up. And I'm not going to say that it's like Buddhism. It is Buddhism. You know,
yeah.
it's the same thing. It is amazing. I would read that and I say it's impossible. How can this be Christian?
Mm.
It is the same practice.
Mm. I mean, there were these, what you call the fathers of the desert?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I mean, that was in the 1st century, 2nd century. Yeah. I mean, they're really practiced. So, that kind of practice, you know, I mean, was still transmitted, you know, over Portugal, then to Ireland, you know, and also part in Germany. Yeah. I mean, they had a path of practice, yeah, that led them, you know, to certain stages of enlightenment. Yeah.
I heard that they practice was repeating Jesus mentally. And
that's okay.
Using the breath, repeating
yeah.
The same
mm-hmm.
practice as we do.
Yeah.
And,
you can do that if you have faith in Jesus, you know. I mean, you can do the same thing.
Jesus.
Try it out. I mean, there's nothing wrong. It doesn't really matter. Huh? I mean, even the Ave Maria, you know, I mean, helps people to get calm.
But that's why I'm divided, because when I practice with these symbols, mm-hmm. I feel more motivation
mm-hmm.
than when I do in the symbols that are foreign to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, at least from what I know from the church and this kind of thing, there is no this practice, you know. They are more.
There used to be this practice. So that's what you can think.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, today it seems very corrupt to me.
Of course it is corrupt. I mean, that's why when you read Meister Eckhart, that's why it's just not corrupted.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know if it's because I'm in the outside, because sometimes I think it is the same thing that if I come to Thailand
mm-hmm.
and I see, oh, I'll learn about Buddhism, mm-hmm. and I go to a city monastery, you know?
Mm-hmm. To what?
To a monastery in the city,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they handle money
yeah.
and they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's going to be different. So I mm-hmm. don't know, I'm very divided in this, because the practice, it seems to me right now, that a lot of different religions all go to the same way if they practice right.
No. Not. I mean, there's a limit, you know. I mean, Meister Eckhart was a really exception, you know, in the Christian practice. I mean, he must have been a Buddhist monk before, yeah. So he knew, you know, how to practice there correctly. But normally, you know, they just go to the stage, you know, where they are one with God, yeah, and that's where they stop, yeah.
Which would be that in Pali terms?
What?
Would it be samadhi?
Yeah.
Being one with God.
Yeah.
Apana samadhi.
Yeah. And then they come out and everything is the same, yeah. I mean, Zen Buddhism has a very similar, you know, I still want to meet a master, you know, who really has this Satori experience, because I really have the big feeling that this Satori experience is nothing else than Apana Samadhi. Yeah.
You also like to refer to the following the ox.
Yeah.
And there's this picture when you're
riding the ox.
Circle. When you the circle,
yeah.
they draw a circle. Mm. When you're one with the ox, and
no.
that's just a circle,
yeah.
and you disappear.
Yeah. Mm. So, but yeah, forget about all these things. Yeah, just I mean, do Jesus, you know, whatever motivates you, but you have to find the motivation, because the moment you get comfort. That's where your motivation lacks. That means you don't really understand dukkha yet. Yeah? If you really want to understand dukkha, yeah, the more you understand, you know, that I mean, most of our day is full of dukkha. And it's mostly dukkha of the body. Yeah? So why do we carry this thing around, you know, if it is so much dukkha? What kind of pleasures does the body give you? Yeah? I mean, so do some reflections about birth, about death, you know, about rebirth and so on, yeah, to get up your motivation or whatever. Yeah. That comfortable things disappear. Yeah.
When it comes to terms of motivation, I listened to one talk where you said that we should set up a spiritual goal for this life.
Mm-hmm.
So I had my motivation why I practice for this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
but concerning rebirth, I mean, I don't have the motivation to become an arahant or something, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you have the motivation to become a sotapanna, that's already... Huh?
Yeah, and that is... So, at the end of the book, The Art of Practice That Leads to Nirvana, there are like the four categories.
Mm-hmm.
So shall I pick up one and then say, okay, that's the one I want to achieve, or how does it
you
work?
Cannot be. You cannot. I mean, you are one of these types.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are all of the same type. Slow, lots of dukkha.
No, I think he means something else. He's not talking about Naya and so, but about Sotapanna,
yeah.
Sakadagami, Anagami, or
yeah.
Oh, do you mean the stages of enlightenment?
Yeah. So is this more or less like a spiritual goal, or is it just
yeah.
that I say I want much more sati, I don't want to live on autopilot anymore?
But that is also a good goal.
But I don't think about my state of enlightenment.
No.
Not yet.
No. Because you still have your girlfriend in mind.
Yeah, but that would be a good spiritual goal. I mean, I want to be a good layperson who has a practice and who is reborn as a human being.
Yeah, yeah, it's the same as Samuel. And the karma that you did in your previous lives. What happened to this?
It led me to the point where I am right now.
It led you to, I mean, just part of it. I mean, it's not that you take all karma with you. That's why I said, you know, I mean, there's a talk about how scary karma can be. We take our backpack, you know, I mean, you go, yeah, go on travel, yeah, and you take what you need for this travel, and the rest you leave at home. So, when you come back from the travel, that means when you die, all the things at your home are still there. Huh? And you brought some things new from your travel. And think about, you know, how many travels you did, how many things you brought back, yeah? And they're all filled.
Yeah, but I still don't really have...
Yeah, it doesn't frighten you, okay? Yeah?
No, I don't have that motivation thinking about what stage of enlightenment I want to get.
You don't have to.
I mean, if I look back just on this lifetime...
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
No, it's scary how much time I've spent on autopilot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I say, no, not anymore, can't be.
Yeah. Okay, so then the first goal is, you know, to get off autopilot. Because if you get off autopilot, you will see things very clearly, and then you can make your next step. Getting off autopilot is already difficult, very difficult. Yeah.
So when doubt arises, what would your recommendation be?
There's doubt.
Name the step.
There's doubt, yeah. And then, you know, I mean, if it constantly comes, you know what came before the doubt? Roll it back.
John Martin, what would you recommend me now? Just doing the normal Budo?
Do the things, you know, see the things clearly. I mean, if you have sati, you start to see things clearly and then things become more, you know? I mean, in the beginning, I had no interest in anything, you know, I just wanted to have sati. Just wanted to calm my mind down. You know? And then just went on, you know, and then it just developed by itself. You know? Until I reflected about birth and death, you know, and then I said, no, I'm not going to be reborn. Never, ever again. But, you know, it took time, yeah. So, I mean, I wouldn't concern myself at the moment, yeah. Just do the reflections, you know. I mean, if you do the daily reflection, I mean, you have to see dukkha. You have to see your life is full of dukkha, you know. I mean, just when you do it at school, you know, in the evening when you come back from school, I mean, and you have to do that for the next 30 years or 37 years. Huh? That it's retirement with 67, and probably when you come to retirement, it's with 70 or 75, because they can't pay for the people anymore.
Living happily with my girlfriend.
Retired. The first year you will live happily, the second year, you know, the second year you'll live in knatsch, on the third year you will separate. Because she doesn't bring you happiness. What can she give you that you don't have? Huh? feelings arise in your own heart. It has nothing to do with her. What can she give you, Samuel? Huh? What can give her, you know, we think, you know, because that's the kilesas, yeah? Paint a picture, yeah? And we fall for these pictures, yeah? Always.
So the dukkha also. Happiness and the dukkha as well. Or problems.
Yeah, I mean, they create the problems, yeah? They create our attachment. Yeah? And that's where the dukkha comes from.
So it's not the fault of the girlfriend.
No, of course it's not the girlfriend. Yeah? It's your dissatisfaction. I mean, I realized that, you know, with 30, you know, it took me a long time to realize, you know, it's not the fault of my girlfriend. It must be you. I didn't like this idea that it was me. But I suddenly, you know, realized it must be, you know, and then, you know, what happened is I suddenly turned inside. Yeah? And then I saw all the problems. Yeah? It had nothing to do with each other. Yeah? It's just projection, yeah? I mean, you're a slight projector. And you look at these pictures, oh, they're so nice, they're so nice, they're so nice. You only go out, yeah? You don't actually look where they are produced, yeah? Well, they're so terrible, yeah? And then you want to blame somebody for it. And whoever comes, you know, I mean, boom, yeah? He's to blame for it. Denk nach, nächsten 37 Jahre Schullehrer.
Nochmal.
Im nächsten Leben nochmal. Und dann nochmal. Und dann nochmal. We can't get enough of these video games, even if they excite us negatively. Yeah? When you look at a person, you know, playing these video games, yeah? I mean, they get sometimes really pissed, yeah? Sie shooten. Die! Game over! Life over.
I was at the shopping center and everyone looked like the zombies.
Yeah. Yes.
They just take their eyes out to eat or to look at someone. Mm-hmm. Just. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the world that we live in. Zombies.
Dead people walk.
The dead, the walking dead.
So.
And it's not a bad, you know, it's not a bad description, you know, when you look at the world, you know.